Hello. Hi, everybody. It's Lee. Sorry for the cheesy lounge music in the background. I just thought it was kind of funny. So I thought, why not leave it, you know? I was using it to study, and I thought it was funny. But basically, today is going to be a ramble slash Q&A for you guys. Because I finally saw the poll results, and I got to see that you guys really wanted bloopers and rambles. I'm editing together a reel that I have so far. It's only like 2 minutes long, but it's pretty funny. But I thought today we could do, I'm gonna turn it off a little while. I thought today we could do, kind of like a, not a Q&A, but like a NSFW kind of, Q&A. I just thought it'd be kind of funny for you to get to know me better. I was gonna do a regular Q&A, which I can do, but I feel like most of you know me, all of you know me from my, porn, so I think I probably should stick to my guns and do NSFW for now. So we're just gonna hop right into it, because I was reading the form that I put out, and I didn't really get that many responses, which is fine, I understand, but the only question that I got that's anything related to that is, someone asked, any things you fantasize about guys and the things they do that really turn you on. And they misspelled really, and I thought that was kind of funny, and it gave me a little chuckle. But we're gonna discuss that today. So I just looked up NSFW Q&A on Google, because I couldn't find anything else. So we've got about 60 questions here, and yeah, some of them I'm not gonna answer, because I feel like it's a privacy thing, but I'm gonna be pretty open about most of this, so let's get it. So, first question, rough or soft sex? I love how the music stopped right when I hit that question. That's a really good question. I don't like it when I sing. I feel like I can't choose. They're both so good. I feel like if I had to live without one, I could live without rough sex, because I feel like rough sex is really like, I don't know, it's not personal, I guess, and I'd rather have, like, meaningful sex than, like, you know, shit that's just, like, fucking, you know? I'd rather ask for someone to be more rough than ask for someone to, like, slow down, you know? Because 9 times out of 10, when you ask someone to, like, go a little bit slower, they're not. They're just not. So I'd probably pick soft, because I'm boring, and I like meaningful sex. Number two, favorite position. Okay, it's kind of funny. Most girls don't like it, but I do. I like cowgirl, but like specifically where it's like you're on top, but they're also sitting up. I don't like it when they're laying down, because then it's kind of, I don't know. I just like it because you can hug. And I think that's kind of sick. I keep hearing my roommates talking, so I'm worried that they're like eavesdropping on me, but that's okay. Okay, next question. Oh yeah, cowgirl. I'm also partial to, what's it called? Missionary. Very boring. I'm very, very boring, if you haven't figured it out by now. Do you like to be dominant or submissive? I don't know if you guys know this, but I am a switch. I like both. I can't have one or the other. I can't always be a sub and I can't always be dom, because if I was a dom all the time, I'd be tired, and if I was a sub, I'd be bored. So I have to have both. I think it also depends on the gender, because I like to be more dominant with girls. I mean, I do like being dominant with guys, but I couldn't be submissive with a girl. I'm not like a... my personality doesn't fit it. But I could be dominant with a guy, but 9 times out of 10, I'm probably going to be a sub with a dude. Because guys are just naturally dominant, unless, you know, you find a rare sub guy, which are really hard to find where I'm from. What does your favorite sexy underwear look like? Black lace. I love black and I love lace, so... The most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to you during the act. It wasn't embarrassing. It was more like I felt stupid. So basically, me and this guy, we didn't go all the way, but we were hooking up. And afterwards, he was, like, complaining about something. Because, not, like, complaining about me, but, like, complaining about, like, marks or whatever he had. And I thought it was funny, so I laughed. And then I lifted out my hand. I was like, good game, dap me up. Like, you know, just, like, trying to be funny. I was like, dap me up. And he was like, no. Like, he looked at me like I was fucking crazy. And I thought that was funny. I thought it was funny to be like, hey, good game, good game. Because you gotta say good game after you, you know. You gotta say good game. It's a necessity. I thought it was funny. I said a lot of things I thought were funny. But he didn't think any of them were funny. So it just made me feel like an idiot. Because I liked a joke like that. And I guess he wasn't used to my sense of humor. And so he just thought I was being a fucking weirdo. Like, he wouldn't dap me up, and then I was like, you can... I was like, you can put my titty in your mouth, but you can't dap me up. You're rude. You're insane. But yeah, that was pretty... I stayed up for a while thinking about that. I was like, oh my god, I'm an idiot. Sex in the bathtub or sex in the shower? I don't like water. I don't like water. No, I don't think having sex in water is a good idea because it's somehow drier in the water. Maybe I'm doing it wrong, but that's not for me. I would not have either. Plus, like, you know, you get wrinkles when you're in the water too long. Have you ever had a threesome? No. Never. Would you? No. Well, hold on. Let me think. I'm a very jealous person, especially when it comes to, like, relationships. And I feel like if it was someone that I, like, didn't have any ties with or anything, yeah, sure, whatever, go for it. But if it was someone that I, like, I had at least a semblance of feelings for, then it would be very difficult to share. Because I am very selfish. I don't like sharing. It's kind of a problem with how much I don't like sharing, but if I was in a committed relationship, probably not. But if I could pick someone, and it has to be someone neither of us know, because the one thing I would hate to happen is if I tell them, like, hey, let's, you know, have a third, and they're like, oh, I know someone, and it's like their friend. It makes me think, like, you know, they've thought about it before, and then it's gonna have me thinking, and I don't want to be thinking, you know. So I guess that wasn't that wasn't even a fucking answer. God, I'm stupid. That's the answer. You know. Would you use sex toys? I date women, so I have to. It's kind of like, you know, duh. My answer is duh. That's boring. Some of these are kind of boring. Have you ever kissed someone? You're stupid. Dumbass questionnaire. Have you ever sent someone a dirty text picture? I don't send pictures. I don't. My motto is, if you want to see it, come see it in person. I don't like sending pictures. Because I've heard horror stories of what's happened to girls that send pictures. So, do not. Texting is a whole nother thing. But pictures is enough. Would you have sex with your best friend? No! God! Well, hold on. I'm thinking about... because I have two best friends. Well, I have more than two best friends. I'm kind of a whore. I have a few best friends. I'm thinking right now, my two main ones, one's a guy, one's a girl. The girl is literally like my sister. Like, she's actually my sister. We call each other sister. Not like that's what we call each other, but you know what I mean. Like, we refer to each other as sisters, so... no. With the girl, no. With the guy, I used to have a thing for him, like, a long time ago, but I never thought about him like that. I just thought about it more like, you know, like, wholesomely, like, romantically. That kind of thing. And I don't know. I don't have an answer for that one. I'd have to be pretty drunk. I'd have to be pretty drunk for that to ever happen. Next question. Is there anything you do after sex, like smoke, eat, or drink? I I'm normally hungry. I always go to the bathroom because PSA, you have to be safe. You have to use the bathroom before and after so that you do not get a urinary tract infection, ladies. Make sure you go before and after. So I go to the bathroom to be safe, just in case, you know. And then I sometimes eat because I get hungry. And I always, good game. You gotta say good game. Always. You can't, you know, tap out without saying good game. Dap them up. Some people don't, and that's fine. They think you're weird, but that's fine. Something that will never fail to get you horny. Come on. Oh my god. Oh. Okay. I'm going to tell you this information, but you cannot use it against me, because this is going to make me mad. This is going to make me mad if y'all start using this shit against me. I love calling people, like, good girl, good boy. Like, okay, listen. When I'm being a dominant and someone's like, I'll be your good girl, I fucking lose my mind. I lose my mind. Literally the same exact thing if I'm a sub. If someone's like, are you my good girl? I'm like, God. It's just something about that. I also have a really sensitive neck. Like, anything to do with the neck, like choking, kissing, any of that, that's enough. That's enough. I like having, like, my ass grabbed a lot. Like, even if it's just, like, casually, just, like, boop, you know. It's always like, whoa, okay. Yeah. I'm so fucking stupid. I'm so dumb. Early morning sex or late night sex? Either way, I'm gonna be tired. I feel like I'd rather do late night, because when I read early morning, I think of morning breath. And I'm like, I don't know about that. I could not do morning breath. I mean, I feel like if you're in a relationship, that's fine. You can get over it. But if it's like a not a committed thing and you smell that morning breath, it's gonna be like, oh, okay. Favorite part of the body on the opposite sex? Now, let's be honest. Let's be honest with each other here. Now, I'm talking to you. You, listener, I'm talking to you. One-on-one, let's be honest with each other. Confession time. Dicks aren't pretty. I'm sorry. To look at? Like just out in, like broad daylight? They're not pretty. They're not. But you know what is pretty? Smiles. Just kidding. That's such a stupid-ass answer. For guys, I like tummies. I do. I like the happy trail. I like the tummy and like the hip line and then like the belly button and the... It makes me sound like a fucking weirdo. But like happy trails, stummy. I think it's cute. I'm trying to think of something else because that's such a boring answer. Okay. Sometimes you dudes be having some cake. Like sometimes you guys be having some dumpies. And you don't like getting your ass grabbed. If you're dating me and you think you're not gonna get your ass grabbed, man, you are in for a big surprise. A big surprise. Yeah. Butts and bellies. I like those. Favorite part on the same sex. I don't know what it is, but collarbones. Like women's collarbones and then the neck and jaw. I'm gonna need to take a breather. Just thinking about it. This isn't in the questionnaire, but I'm gonna say it anyway because I like both. Favorite part on both genders? I like thighs. Everyone's got good thighs. There's literally not a single person in the world that has bad thighs. I challenge you to find someone that has bad thighs. I love thighs. Next question. Because I could talk about thighs all day. I could spend an entire ramble talking about thighs. Something that you have hidden in your room that you don't want anyone to find. Vibrator, obviously. I'm still modest. I don't want people finding my shit.
That's funny. I'm modest. Okay.
Weirdest sexual act someone has performed or tried to perform on slash with you. Well, no one likes anal. Let's be honest. Girls don't.
I said no real quick. I was like, no, you're funny. You're funny.
But the one that did succeed, which was, listen, I could be inexperienced because I haven't done it that many times. I could be inexperienced, but one of my first times I was hooking up, it was the same dude that refused to dab me up. How long is this recording? 15 minutes? Damn! Anyway, I got somewhere to be. 15, oh my god, my brain is so one track. Okay, first time I was hooking up with a guy, same dude refused to dab me up. I was doing stuff with my hands to him, and he took my hand off and then put it in my mouth. Like, he put my hand in my mouth, and I was sitting there thinking, like, what is this supposed to do? I was like, is he trying to get me to, like, taste him, or what? I don't know what we're doing here. And my first thought was, oh, he just wants me to taste him. But I thought, why didn't he tell me to suck it? Why didn't he just do that? I was like, man, I don't know what was... I'm trying to figure out, what was the best case scenario? Like, what did he expect to happen? Like, what was his desired response? I'm thinking about it like a science experiment. What was his hypothesis on what he thought I would do? Because all I did was sit there and look at him like I was missing something. Like, I felt stupid because I was like, was I supposed to do something with that? So I just sat there with my own hand in my mouth, like, this isn't doing anything for either of us. God, that was just such a experience. Next question. Have you ever tasted yourself? No, and I do not want to. Not because, listen, I don't want to know. It's a need to know basis. I do not want to know, because if I know and I don't taste good, I'm gonna be self-conscious for the rest of my life, and I'm never gonna want someone to give me head. I'm gonna be like, please don't, because I'm gonna be self-conscious, and I don't want to be self-conscious. So I think it's better for me not to know. It's better for me not to know. Is it ever okay to not use a condom if you want a baby? If you would like to have a child, then it is okay to not. Another safe sex tip from Lee. It is not worth it to not use a condom. I promise you, there's STDs, there's pregnancy. I don't care how much they complain. If they're going to complain about using a condom, then don't have sex with them. Easy. Easy peasy. How much masturbating is too much? I can't speak on that. Because it's a nightly routine. I can't fall asleep well if I don't do it. It's a nightly thing for me, so I am not the best to speak on that. Best sexual compliment you've ever got. It's only my favorite because it made me laugh. It made me, because he didn't mean it to be funny, but it made me lose my fucking mind because it was so funny. He was thrusting and he was like, you take it like a champ, and I was like, oh my god, that's like what you say to a kid when he's getting his shots. I was like, bro, oh my god, I just thought it was so funny. I had to hide a chuckle. I had to hide a little bit of a chuckle. God, it's so fucking funny. Favorite foreplay activities. I already said the neck stuff. God, I love neck stuff. Making people underestimate the importance and the what's the word? The critical nature that making out is. People forget that kissing is so, it's so good, and people forget that. And I don't understand why. Like, I know we've got bigger steps to climb, but don't forget that first little, you know, that first little step. Don't forget that.
people just, like, try to jump into it. And I'm like, bro, wait a minute. Romance me first, you know?
Kissing and next stuff is good. I like, I don't like it when you immediately go for, like, the, you know, like, try to knock on the, like, you know, knock on the door and try to go in. I like dating guys that, guys and girls that have, like, long, not long nails, but, like, longer nails. Because I like feeling, like, nails, like, going up and down, you know? That's kind of sick. I'm so, like, weird about talking about this kind of stuff. So every time I say something, and you can tell when I'm uncomfortable, because I'm like, oh, that's tight. That's sick. That's dope. You know? Anyways, would you have sex outside? No, because I am over or above the age of 18, and I can be arrested. So, I don't want to get arrested. I won't lie to you. It's not worth it. Sex in public, same answer. I don't want to get arrested. I really don't. I can't spend time unless it's for a good reason. What's one random object you've used to masturbate? Well, we've all, ladies, come on. The toothbrush. The vibrating toothbrush. The hairbrush. The pillow. God. My poor pillows. My poor pillows. How do you feel about tattoos? God damn. I could write a dissertation about how much I love tattoos on people. I could write a fucking college essay about how much I love tattoos. God. They're so good. They're so good. Oh my god. I'm gonna lose my mind. I did have to ask that question. When was the first time you ever masturbated? I don't want to answer that. Because then if I say it, you're going to be like, whoa, what the fuck? Like, I was pretty young. I wasn't, like, crazy young, but I was pretty young. How do you feel about taking someone's virginity? I don't mind. I don't mind. I feel like if we establish that, like, it depends on the situation, too. Because if it's someone I'm dating, I'm like, oh, yeah, hell yeah, go for it, you know. You know, like, I'll go for it, you know. But if it's someone that, like, I'm hooking up with for the first time, I'd need to establish, like, hey, this isn't going to be, like, you know, an emotional connection thing, you know? Like, at the same time, I don't mind it meaning something. And I'd be nice. I wouldn't be, like, you know, a bitch while it was happening. I'd be sweet, you know? I'm a nice person. I think I'm a nice person. So I'd make it good. But, you know, I don't know. I'm okay with it. It's not, like, you know, ideal, but, you know, I don't mind. Do you watch porn? Duh. Why is that a question on here? Have you ever been called a freak? No, because I am boring. I'm pretty boring. Because acting is one thing. Like, jerking off by myself is one thing. But I just get shy. I just get shy around people, so I don't, like, ask for, like, most of the stuff I'm into, because I don't want people to look at me funny. I already get called a freak when I, like, try to dab them up. So, come on. Do you feel comfortable going commando? I went commando to work today. So, yeah. Just because I didn't feel like putting it on. Would you have a problem going down on someone if they hadn't shaved? Well, I don't care. Here's the thing. I don't care if I do it. But if someone else tries to do it to me when I haven't, I'm like, mm-mm. Because I get embarrassed really easy. Like, if I, like, mess up once, I'm, like, thinking about it for the rest of the night. Like, I could, like, stutter while talking to them, and I'm, like, thinking about it. Like, you cut to me just staring at the ceiling in the dark for, like, 3 hours. Yeah. I would for someone else, but God forbid they try to do that to me. I'll kill them. If you could give yourself head, would you? Yeah, why not? I mean, hold on. I don't want to know what I taste like, but I'll give some palm head. I won't lie to y'all. I need a pussy like a champion, but I don't know. Ass or tits? Okay, listen. Now, I know This is a controversial opinion, but I'm going to defend it. I say tits because, only because, I have a big butt. And that's not me capping. That is not me capping. I'm being for real when I say that. I know I can't prove it, and I won't prove it. You're just going to have to take my word for it, because I have no reason to lie. I do. I have a big butt. But, and I hate to burst your bubble, my boobs aren't as big as they could be. So I have a big butt and not so big boobs. So I need balance. I need to be balanced. So if I date someone that's got big boobs and a little butt, then we're perfect. We balance each other out. If they want to grab ass, I got them. If I want to hold some titties, they got me. It's so... God. Alright? I don't need to defend myself, okay? I love titties. I do. And I have unintentionally... I'm not even lying about this. This isn't me being a shithead. I've unintentionally, whenever I like someone, like, you know, like wholesomely, like, you know, like, oh, I like you. It's always been girls with big boobs. And I don't mean for it to happen. It's just subconsciously I'm drawn to that. And that's not saying you can't be beautiful without big boobs. That is not what I'm saying at all. I think every size titty is perfect. I think everyone's titty is perfect. It's just historically my track record. That's just what's happened. That's just how it was. But yeah, I think everyone's size is beautiful. I think all titties are beautiful. I think everybody's beautiful. You don't have to be a certain size. Here's me getting on my soapbox. You do not have to be a certain size to be considered beautiful. I think everyone's beautiful. My taste varies very, very much. You know, I like a little bit of meat on the bones. You know, I don't mind. You know, I like it all. I like it all. And that's not just for girls. Fellas, don't worry about not being muscular or whatever. I promise you, girls really don't care about that. Promise you, they really don't. If they see something that's not, like, you know, perfect, they're not going to be like, ew. Well, girls that aren't shitheads won't. Most girls, I promise you, don't care. But yeah. I probably should do another ramble about me just being nice to you guys, because I know some people need reassurance. I might do that. I might record a reassurance thing later, but I have to leave soon, so I might as well just finish this up. If you're the opposite sex for the day, what are 5 things you would do? Oh my god, I was thinking about this in the car. Okay. I was thinking about this in the car on the way here. Number 1, get a blowjob. Oh my god, I'm just thinking about getting a blow. Oh my god. I'm making myself laugh just thinking about it. Getting a blowjob as a dude has to be fucking life-changing. Like, the first time, it has to be like a goddamn, like ascension. Like, you have to, like, lose it the first time that happens, because that's gotta be fucking crazy. I can just imagine. God. Getting head is one thing, but oh my god, the thought of getting a blowjob is like, whoa. Number 2, probably more important than number 1, I want to come inside of someone. Only 4. Listen. The power move that is to come in someone. Are you fucking kidding? That, god, that's like the ultimate power move. Number 3, which is kind of the same thing as what I just said before, come on someone's face. But like, because girls can do that technically, but to see it on someone's face, that's got to be another power trip. It's all about, it's all about these power trips for me, which is kind of funny. Number 4. I only thought about those 3. Jerk off. Number 4, jerk off. I feel like it's really easy for guys to jerk off. Because girls, you gotta fucking light a candle, get the mood right, find the right video, find the right audiobook or whatever, find the right thing on Reddit, find the right thing on Twitter. And then the moon's gotta be in alignment. The fucking, everything's gotta be at a 90 degree angle. Like, everything has to be so specific for girls to jack off. But for guys, it's just like, titty, and then you're ready to go. And number 5. Gonna get political, but I would take a jog at night and not be in fear of my life. Because I've always wanted to take a run at night, but I cannot because I am scared of being kidnapped and raped. And if I was a guy, that would not be a fear. All right. Next question. Have you ever watched someone masturbate? Has anyone ever watched you? No. Because I do not want someone watching me. Not gonna lie. It's embarrassing. Like I said, I'm pretty modest in my day-to-day life. So I'm not about that. Won't lie, I'm not about it. I probably wouldn't want someone else do it because it feels like an invasion of privacy. Even if they consented to it, I'd be like, I feel like I'm not supposed to be here. And it's not even hot. It's just like, I feel like... Like, you know when you're a kid in high school and you walk into the classroom and it's like the wrong fucking class and like everyone looks at you funny? That's how it would feel. That's how I think it would feel. And I want no part of that. What's your method of masturbation? This is one of those questions I don't want to answer. I will just say this. The pillow is still very much a part of my day-to-day routine. God, I'm gross. When's the last time you masturbated? Last night. When's the last time you watched porn? Last night. When was the last time you had a wet dream? Probably like a couple weeks ago. It's been a fat minute. Like, I've had dreams that like were about sex, but none of them were like hot. They're just like, I don't know, it was whatever. What was your favorite wet dream? This is so fucked up. I had a wet dream about a dude. I don't even want to say it. It's so embarrassing. I do theater, which I feel like is kind of obvious because I act pretty well. And I had a dream. Me and this dude did it backstage in costume.
Ooh, it was funny as hell. Funny as fuck.
Is there a friend you'd willingly have sex with?
Yup. 100%. We all have those friends that we look at and we're like, yeah,
I'd take you to Pound Town. That's what I think about. Sorry, there's popcorn on my desk and I just wanted to eat some. Is there a character you would willingly have sex with?
Oh, do not get me started on my obsession with fictional boys. God, it's gonna get me wet just thinking about some of these boys. All right, let me start off the list by saying I absolutely hate being one of those bitches, but god damn would Hawks for my hero catch this ass so fast, so fucking fast. The man wouldn't even have to speak, not a word, and his cock would already be in my mouth. Like, that's how fast it would be. Don't get me started on the men from JoJo. Oh my god. Do you know how badly I want to fuck young Joseph Joestar and old Joseph Joestar? God damn. God damn. Do not... Lord, Bruno Bucciarati and Abbacchio could fucking tag team me and I could die right after and I'd be fine. Wouldn't be mad about it. I'd be fine. And then, oh lord, oh my god, the boys from Haikyuu, the ones of age from Haikyuu, oh my god, thinking about Ushijima. That man is emotionless, but I know his dick is big. Like, I know it's big. Kuro? God! He is so fine. He is so fine. Daichi? Oh my god, Daichi is so fine. Oh my god. Dazai from Bungo Stray Dogs is fine as hell too. Gojo from Jujutsu Kaisen. I can make a whole... You know what? I'm gonna drop it. Because I'm at 34 minutes. I can make a whole fucking video about how much I want to fuck anime men, but that's for another time. I lost my place on the list. Do you like being called a slut? Mm-hmm. I'm on it, because sometimes I get my feelings hurt. I get my feelings hurt. Because they're like, you like that slut? And I'm like, aw, come on. Come on now. You don't have to be mean. Do you like dirty talk? Yup. I have an audio fetish, so if you try to be quiet during sex, I will be mad at you. And I will... Here's the thing. If you're quiet during sex, sure as shit I'm gonna be quiet. I'll keep my mouth shut. If you wanna keep your mouth shut, I'll keep my mouth shut. Easy. Are you loud? Yup. Yup. Not loud, but I'm very vocal. I don't think I'm... Like, I don't scream, but, like, I'm pretty vocal. Have you ever been interrupted during sex or masturbation? Not really, because I'm very good at planning out when I have sex. And then with masturbating a couple times. But it wasn't like someone walked in. It was just like, you know, someone knocking on my door and I had to, like, you know, throw shit away. What kind of porn do you like to watch? I don't like visual porn that much. Well, I take that back. I don't like straight visual porn that much. I do like lesbian visual porn a lot. I didn't mean to hit the mic. God damn, how bad did that peak? It didn't peak that bad. I really like audio porn a lot. I could do a whole fuck. Oh no, I was gonna say who I really like to listen to, but I'm not gonna say that because that's embarrassing. I mean, I'm pretty small, so it probably doesn't matter. You know what I say, because they're never gonna know, they're never gonna listen to this, and I trust you not gonna snitch. I trust you not gonna snitch. But I'm just gonna say this, think of a big audio porn, a male audio porn artist on Reddit. Think of a big one, and that's probably the right answer. I want to say it so bad, but I'm not gonna say it. Have you ever okay, another hint, they use Good Girl a lot, so that's the one reason why I listen to them a lot, because they use it a lot, and that's like, woo, damn, maybe I am a good girl. Have you ever confessed to someone that you masturbated to them? No. What the fuck? No, that's embarrassing. God, how do you look someone in the eye after saying that? If you can do that, God bless you. You are crazy. But I love you for it. That's insane. Have you ever had a one-night stand? Yeah. Do you still keep in contact with them? Awkwardly. It's like an occasional, like, because it's mostly on, like, Snapchat. And so I'll, like, slide up and be like, oh, haha. Like, make fun or, like, joke or whatever. And then it's like, haha. And, like, a 3-text conversation. And then that's about it. Because I don't want them to feel like it was just an... Even if it's a one-night stand, I don't want them to feel like, you know, we're not friends. Because I don't like to be an... I don't like being an asshole. I don't. I always feel guilty about... Even if I'm a little mean, I feel guilty. Last question, because I have to go. Have you ever had any friends with benefits? Are they still beneficial? Not really. Like, not someone... Because I don't know. I have a hard time distinguishing... Like, it's like... Are we a sexual relationship or are we a platonic? Like, I have to have that divide. I can't have, like, one that's split between, you know? Like, I can't, like, have your dick in my mouth and then you're like, oh, you want to just, you know, study for calc? Like, okay, it's hard to explain. I don't like, trying to pretend like it didn't happen or, like, not talking about it or, like, it not being a regular conversation, you know? I can't do that switch between, like, we're just friends and we're fucking, you know? I can't do that switch. It's either we are or we aren't. I can't do it in the middle. And, yeah. I think that's all of the questions I have on here. I'm gonna answer this question super quick because I feel like it, and it was one of the only ones that was asked on my form. Will there be a face reveal of some sort?
How often do you check and respond to your DMs on Reddit? Okay. I already answered this question in the comments, but I don't intend on doing a face reveal because, one, it's a privacy issue for me. It's already pretty risky doing this kind of stuff anonymously because it's very easy to find out information about someone. So, God forbid, if I ever put my face on the internet, I'd be fucked. I'll be honest, I would be fucked. Because, you know, like, job security and stuff like that, especially if I want to be a professional actor, I don't want that coming back to me, you know? Also, I feel like it ruins the whole point of audio porn, not knowing what someone looks like, because then you can visualize whoever you want. And if I ruin that illusion, then, you know, what's the point of doing it? And then how often do I check my DMs? I check them pretty frequently. It's pretty easy for me, because I don't do, I like, you know, when I'm bored at work, I'm always on my phone. So it's very easy for me to check my DMs. But that being said, do not, I'll be so fucking honest with you. Do not DM me trying to proposition me, because I will not respond and I probably will block you. Because if you message me and ask me, hey, you want to have sex, or hey, you want to have a video call, I'm not going to do it. I'll be honest with you, I'm not going to do it. If you want to message me and have a conversation with me, that's one thing. But I am not going to have sex with you. I'm just not. I'm not. We're probably not even anywhere near each other, so why the hell would I fuck you? And I'm not going to have a video call or voice call with you. Because I don't make fucking slime videos, you know? I'm not going to... It's... How do you think that conversation is going to go? How do you think a voice call between me and someone who DMs me is going to go? We're not going to talk about the fucking weather. I'm going to probably try to have a polite conversation, and then they're going to start jacking off, and I'm going to be uncomfortable. Oh, but yeah. So, you can DM me, and we can have a fun little conversation, you know? We can talk about my work. We can talk about, you know, the weather. We can talk about, you know, whatever, anime. I don't care. Do not DM me propositioning me, because you will not be a good person in my eyes, and I will be uncomfortable. So, I know I make porn, but I am still a human being. I still get uncomfortable at stuff. So please take that into consideration when DMing me. Yeah. Sorry to end on such a, like, harsh note, but I just wanted to put that out there because I have gotten a few people DMing me shit like that, and it is really uncomfortable for me. So please stop doing that. If you're listening to this and thinking about doing that, don't. Don't do that. But yeah, that's pretty much all I have for you guys today. I know this ramble was pretty long, especially for our first one. I just thought it'd be fun to do like a Q&A kind of thing. Because you guys did want to know more about me and like my, like the sexual side of stuff on my part, like on Lee's part, not on like a performer kind of level. So yeah, sorry this was so long, but welcome to the subreddit. So yeah. Thank you guys for listening. I hope you have a good rest of your day. I'm going to be putting out more stuff pretty soon. I've got some art pieces and stuff I'm working on. I'm editing together the blooper wheel, and I'm still working on the Patreon, so that's going to be coming out soon. Also, please go check out my new post on GWA. It is flopping pretty bad, which is pretty upsetting because I worked really hard on it, but if you guys want to go like that and give it some, you know, upvotes, I'd really appreciate that, you know, comment some nice things about me because I need my ego boosted. But yeah. Thank you guys so much. I wish I could speak without stuttering. I hope you have a good night, and I hope you have sweet dreams, and yeah, love you. Mwah.